back there, you will see the cross. And it's only through the cross of Christ can we overcome anything. And so we're ready to cross over. Somebody just shout, cross over.
Crossover.
Ready to cross over. And so this is 2020, and we've been in a series called Blind Spots, and we just finished it last Sunday. And the focus was 2020 vision, seeing things and having a vision for your future. Vision for your life. It's a sad man, sad woman that doesn't have a vision for their life. Vision, we're not talking about what you can currently see. We're talking about prophetic vision. In other words, attracting things to you that you don't even see right now. Pulling things into your atmosphere that's not even possible right now. Last Sunday, I told them a story about Colonel Sanders, who in his 60s was living off of Social Security and had been in, I think this is what the number that I was told, about 1,009 times over his year, his recipe had been rejected. His famous recipe had been rejected. And so here he is, broke, living on Social Security, but he yet had a vision that this chicken is too good just for me and my family to be eating it. Somebody somewhere gonna want to buy this chicken. So he didn't throw away the recipe. He didn't give up on the dream. He was in his late 60s and somebody bought the dream, and still tomorrow you can go to KFC because he had a vision. I don't know what didn't work this last decade. I don't know what didn't happen this last decade. But if you can get a vision in your mind, it's not too late. It's not over. It still can happen in your lifetime. Well, Pastor, I'm 80. Well, keep on believing. Well, Pastor, I'm 90. Keep on believing. I don't care how old or how young you are. When you have a prophetic vision for your life, you have to tell the devil, I don't care what I haven't seen, I still see it. And there's some stuff I still see for my family, for my city, for my ministry. There's some stuff I still see. Now, no, I don't see it, but I see it. Right now, I'm standing at this church and standing in this platform, and I'm going to go right about this area right here, because back in around 2009, which actually been 10 years ago, I was standing here, and there was nothing but lights. We had the lights up. There wasn't no paint. It wasn't nothing but buckets, concrete. We couldn't get the building finished. We broke ground somewhere around 2006. We were just stuck because the depression thing hit. Katrina had hit in 2005, and then the housing market in 2008. And so we were just kind of stuck. And so I got in the building, came in here, and couldn't see nothing. But then I stood right around here and looked out, and I could no longer see concrete and buckets and stuff. I start seeing a building with people in it. Now what nobody but me in there, but I had a vision beyond what I can see. And now I'm seeing now in reality what I saw. Yes, it took 10 years to happen, but it happened. Now you may be looking at bad times right now, but if you have a vision, you're going to cross over into something new. Somebody say cross over. All right, I'm about to turn just a little bit of corner. And I'm going to put this up here because I'm a sports fan. And it says, caution, killer crossover. Now, some of the guys, this is for the guys in the building. Some of y'all women may or may not really be basketball fans. I'm a basketball fan. And outside of the dunk, one of the smoothest moves in basketball is the crossover. It's when you change directions. But certain people have not just a crossover, they got a killer crossover. Iverson had a killer crossover. Timothy Hardaway had a killer crossover. And in that middle there is a K. That's Kyrie Irving. Kyrie got a killer crossover. I'm not just talking about, when I say crossover, I ain't talking about just crossing over. I want you to cross over with a killer crossover. I want some folk not to be able to recognize you next decade. Because so much has changed in your life that they don't even recognize who you used to be. I'm not talking about who I used to be. I'm crossing over into something new. Well, Pastor, how are you crossing over? I'm crossing over in a killer way. A killer crossover. I didn't think no preacher would be talking about killing. I'm talking about killing. I'm not talking about killing dreams. I'm not talking about killing people. I'm not even talking about killing the hog that I'm going to barbecue later on. I'm talking about killing the devil that's been on my tail, killing negativity, killing all the toxic things that are trying to rob me from my dream. I'm crossing over. All right, so put the picture up on the screen. And so here we see Kyrie in this decade. And the thing about the crossover that makes it so important, it actually is a change of direction. And so the goal is, and I could play basketball, but I never was good handling the ball. But in my mind, I could dribble. When I got on the court, I couldn't do what I could do in my mind. But without the ball, even with a mic, I can show you what a crossover looked like. So you're dribbling and you got the defender right here. And what you do, you move this way because you're trying to get your defender to think you're going in that direction. And the moment he bites, you cross over. The moment your defender thinks he knows where you're going, that's when you cross it back over. Now, the devil may think you count it out, but that's when you cross over. The devil may think you given up, but that's when you cross over. The devil may think you broke, but that's when you cross over. The devil may think you sick, but that's when you cross over. Look at your neighbor and say, cross over, baby, cross over. Cross over. I know it looked like I was failing. It looked like I was dying. It looked like I was suicidal, but baby, I done crossed over. All right, so the goal of a crossover, really the goal is to change direction. Put this up there. New direction. And so a new direction for the future. Now, I can keep going in the same direction, but if my defender is stopping me, why would I keep going in the same direction? Let me step on a few toes for a second. If the man you with make you cry every single year, how about you change direction? The woman you with got you going crazy every single year. How about you change direction? Well, Pastor, the man you're talking about and your woman you're talking about, I'm married to. That don't mean y'all can't still change direction. Sometimes what you got to do, you got to grab the person you talking about that you're married to, because you're not two, y'all one. Y'all got to come together and change direction. We're not about to argue over the trash and the dishes in 2020. We got too much stuff going on to be fussing and fighting over stupid stuff. Baby, I love you. You love me. We ain't going to be with nobody else. Let's cross over. But if you're not married and you in hell, baby, cross over. If you're in a job that has never appreciated you, maybe it's time to cross over. First, put your two-week notice in and get all your checks. Don't leave too early. Get your money first. Let me just throw in this little nugget. It's all, a bird in the hand is better than two in the bush. Before you leave the job, make sure you got another job lined up. Pastor told me to cross over, and now I ain't got no money. No, baby, hold on to what you got. But in your mind, be ready to cross over. Because what'll happen, opportunities might open up. And when an opportunity opens up, it's time to change to a new direction. Why? Because your future depends on it. Your future depends on you being in a new direction. Now, many times a new direction is all mental. You can be in the same job, the same relationship, and still have a brand new direction. Because you have new thinking. And sometimes, I got to help some of y'all. Sometimes the best way to get new thinking is when you're looking in the mirror. When you're brushing the teeth, when you're washing your face. And some of y'all, when y'all drawing them eyebrows way up there, with whatever you're doing, that's the time to look in the mirror and start talking to yourself. And start saying, self, it ain't always going to be like this. Self, somebody gonna love me. I'm gonna love myself. It's you have to have a new direction in the mind. And sometimes the enemy that's blocking you is the enemy inside of me or the enemy inside of you. And you need to talk to that mirror till the mirror lines up. Baby, we're going in a brand new direction. Because our future depends on it. All right, let's just set it up a little bit. Let's go to 4 steps to crossing over well. Just 4 things to help us cross over well. Because I've seen people cross over and they forgot one important thing. They forgot the ball. They shook and moved. They went that way, but the ball went that way. So when you cross over, you got to keep the important things, the important things. So let me give you a few steps to help you cross over. And remember, we're going to a brand new decade. Let me give you an idea of how things are changing so rapidly. Just barely, it's 2019 now, so just barely 11 years ago, right at the end of 2007 when it was conceptualized, but it really took off in 2008, the Apple iPhone became a reality. Now, right now I have an iPhone 11. So it's been 11 years, but it feels like we've had this thing forever. Because there are certain crossovers that when they happen so fast and so rapidly, you almost wonder, what did I do without it? Change, when change comes, it can change so rapidly. Have you ever thought about this? Have you ever been somewhere and thought, what did we do when we didn't have cell phones? Like when you ran out of gas, what did you do? Now when you run out of gas, you can call somebody. Hey, I ran out of gas. Come get me. But back in the day, we didn't have no cell phone. When you got separated from your wife in the mall, you just had to find her. You couldn't call and say where you was at. Where you at? I don't know what we did. We made it without it. But let's be honest. This thing has kind of helped us. It's kind of nice to have all this information in the palm of our hand. And guess what we can do? I ain't got to wait on no Polaroid. I can take my own pictures because certain changes, once they come, it changes the whole way we think. Smartphones has changed how we've do life. I don't know what's coming in the brand new decade, but there's some things coming that's going to change how we do life. And you need to be on the cutting edge of it. Let me just get real practical. Somebody bought stock an iPhone a decade ago and is rich now. I ain't just talking about what I'm talking about crossover. I'm not just talking about spiritual stuff. Keep your eyes open. There are changes coming through the pipeline. You might be broke today and 10 years later, you might be a multimillionaire because when things change, they can change quick and fast. But you got to get yourself ready. So we're getting ourselves ready. 4 steps to crossing over well. Number one, this is the key. Know what has been doesn't have to always be. It's easy to get trapped in what has been. And then because it's been that way, it shapes your expectation that it will always be this way. I'm 475 pounds. I'm going to always be this way. Maybe, but maybe not. And now you can just get some surgery and get some stuff nipped and tucked and cut. And you might in just a few short months drop 200 pounds. Just because it's always been this way doesn't mean it has to continue in that direction. Because at any moment you can cross over and change the direction. Stop letting people tell you what it's going to look like in the future. Because you are the controller of your own future. You can't tell me what my life is going to be like. You can suggest, you can give me some advice, but it's up to me to determine what it's going to be like. And here's the thing. If you believe it's not going to change, it's not going to change. But if you have an undying belief that something is going to break for me, something is going to turn around for me, something is going to shift for me, something is going to happen for me, it can happen. So let's put the scripture up. Isaiah 43:18.
Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past.
What word do I have underlined? You need a good old amnesia moment. Forget. Oh, I don't want to be too crass, but it's late. And some of y'all up late can handle this. You a hoe. No. What you don't understand, you talking about who I used to be. I done forgot what I used to be, so you might as well forget. Don't try to tell me what I am, because I forgot the former things. You a thief. No, baby. You talking about who I used to be. You ain't talking about where I'm headed now, because the God that I serve, he turned me all the way around and put me in a new direction. He gave me a 180. Some of y'all just need a good old 180 turn in a new direction. And sometimes the last people to forget is sometimes the folk around you. But don't worry. Don't worry about how they see you. Some people will always see you based on who you used to be. But I'm not worried about that, because I got amnesia. I done forgot some stuff. Moving in a new direction. One thing, it's not always the best form of action, but one thing bankruptcy will help you do is it help you to forget. After 7 years, you're talking about, y'all, I used to, oh no, that stuff has been wiped clean. I'm new. I'm going something else. And let me let you know something. God don't hold stuff over your head for 7 years. When God turned you around, he turned you around. And who don't see it, they ain't got to see it, because I forget the former things. Read. Let's go back. And do not dwell on the past. Dwell means live. Don't get stuck in the past. Don't get stuck in what you used to be. And I know it's not easy, because even Facebook will bring up memories. You'll be gone doing good. It'll bring up somebody that you used to date and how y'all was hugged up and remind you, and you'll be crying all over again. But it's okay to just forget. No, I ain't going there today. I'm forgetting. I have an amnesia. I don't want to remember it, so I'm not remembering it, because I'm going in a brand new direction. I've looked at myself, and some people, they compliment me on my dress and my style. And I looked at some of my old pictures. I didn't always have the good style. Some of my stuff wasn't looking right. But guess what? I done forgot that. I forgot how bad I used to look, because I'm looking at where I'm going now. And sometimes I'm reminded. The only time I want to go back and look is just to remind myself of how far God has brought me. Forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. The next verse. Now, before you read the next verse, it's 43 what? 43 what? This is 2000 what? It's 2019, and this is Isaiah 43:19. Read.
See, I am doing a new thing.
Whoa, wait a second. All the hell you've been through this year was not because you were a failure. It's because God was doing a new thing. Before you cross over into something new, he starts doing something new in you. Read.
Now it springs up.
Now it springs up.
Do you not perceive it?
Don't you see it? Don't you feel it? I know we're all tired of talking about this is going to be our year and it's going to change. I know we're tired of all that stuff, and God going to bless me and it's going to be a breakthrough. I know we're tired of hearing the same old, and not seeing anything happen. I'm tired of it too, but I still perceive something. Yeah. See, I don't say it to make you feel good. I say it because I perceive something. I can't promise everybody in this room going to walk into blessing, but I know somebody is because I perceive it. Something is springing up in me. I see God is doing a new thing. Doing a new thing. Read.
I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland.
My goodness. What, let me just talk about just for a second. I know we got people who are watching this live and they're all over the place. We got people in Oregon and we got people in Washington coast. We've got people all over. But let me just talk about Muncie for a second. Muncie just feel like a wilderness sometimes. Just feel like desert. Have you ever traveled down 69 and left Indianapolis, and when you get into Muncie, it felt like you just step back like 3 years, just walking into the place. But God says, I can make a way in the wilderness. Pastor, I gotta go to Atlanta to make it. Baby, you don't have to go to Atlanta to make it. God can help you make it right here in Muncie, Indiana, in Timbuktu. God can still turn it around. He can make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. The King James says streams in the desert. See, a desert is a dry place. And some of y'all been in some dry places. But God can stir up springs even in a dry place. So just because it's always been that way don't mean it's going to stay that way. Let's go to point number two. Recognize, though, it's now or never. You can't. If 2019 has taught us anything, is people are dying every day. There's a song that the Winans sings that say, millions didn't make it, but I was one of the ones who did. Now millions of people died in this last decade. But somehow on December the 31st, 2019, you still breathing. But I want you to recognize it's now or never, because tomorrow is not promised to you. We were used to people sometimes dying in the summer from gun violence, and used to people who die when they're 85, 90 years old. But you couldn't figure out 2019. People died of all ages, and it wasn't just gunshots. It was just people was waking up dead and things are happening. This is not the time to play. It's now or never. Take that approach. You need that when you're crossing over. Let's put this scripture up, Deuteronomy 2. 2-3 from the New American Standard Bible. Read.
And the Lord spoke to me, saying, you have circled this mountain long enough. Now turn north.
I'm here to prophetically tell somebody, you've been going around the mulberry bush long enough. It's time to move up. It's time to turn north. It's time to do something different. Stop doing what you've always done, expecting what you've always expected, hanging with who you've always hung with, drinking what you always drank, smoking what you always smoked, sexing with who you always sex with. It's time to turn north. Do something different and better for your life. It's time to cross over. Number three, get a new GPS. If you're going to go in a new direction, you need a new GPS. I ain't talking about the Waze app and Google Maps, and I'm not talking about Apple Maps, because with all that technology, they still will get you lost. I didn't follow tooth and nail, and they drove me to the end of a bridge. Now, the GPSs that we're using, they're great, but they don't know it all. You need a brand new GPS. Put the picture up. This is what you need. You need God's positioning system. You're going to make it in this decade, and you're going to cross over. You need to be positioned by God. It's time to stop doing it your way and doing it Google's way. Some of y'all, us, we haven't talked to God because we got Google. I don't need God. I'll just Google it. Google it. Google can lead you wrong. Wikipedia can lead you wrong. The preacher on YouTube can lead you wrong. You need G-O-D for your GPS. Somebody say it. I need G-O-D for my GPS. All right, let's read the verse that's connected to this. And this is my life verse. I live by this. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6. Read it.
Trust in the Lord with all thine heart and lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path.
If you're going to cross over in a new direction, you need to have somebody talking to you. But the scripture says acknowledge him. Talk to him first. Amen. Let me go back to the phone for a second. I love the phone. But when you wake up, how long do you spend on this before you say anything to God? I done checked my Twitter, my Instagram, my Facebook, my email, my text messages. I done took 17 selfies, and I ain't said a thing to God. Nuh-uh, baby. If you're going to cross over, that got to change. When your eyes open up, God, I thank you for waking me up this morning, starting me on my way, putting food on my table and clothes on my back. I couldn't have done it without you, God. I need you in the morning, God. I need you in the noonday, need you at night. You need to acknowledge, you need a relationship with God. You don't just need a church and a pastor. Church and a pastor is good. You don't have a church and a pastor, voila, you can come right here. I'd love to have you. But if you're going to really cross over, you need a relationship with God. And that relationship comes through Jesus' cross. He hung, bled, and died. So we don't have to go through a priest. We can go directly to God. Let you know, some folk will never understand your junk like God will. Whenever we talk to people, we always clean it up more than what it is. When I counsel people, especially married couples, and they come and we come to counseling, and when they tell me what's going on, they always start and make it a little bit better. It until later till they get down to the nitty gritty. Well, he pulled a knife on me. Well, she threw a plate at me. They don't tell me that at first. It takes a while because we always want to make it look better than what it is. But God is the one person where you can tell, God, I am messed up. And if you don't help me, I don't know what I'm going to do. God, some days I feel like slitting my wrist, and I know I'm the pastor. God, I need your help. Now, I don't feel like slitting my wrist. I'm just using that as an example. You need to be able to talk to God because he's the only one that understands every inch of your life, and he can make a difference for you when you get ready to cross over into this brand new decade. Step number four. We got 4 minutes to go through step number four. Never underestimate the power of a man or woman of God. In this new day and age, especially this last decade, preachers have taken a beating. Sometimes it's been our fault. We done some stupid stuff. But don't let a few bad apples in the basket make you be sour on everybody. Let me let you know something. I know you can talk to God, but you need a man or woman of God that can prophetically navigate you through this life. Don't you underestimate somebody praying for you, somebody preaching over you, somebody giving you direction. God wakes me up with stuff that is not for me. And I don't just preach it. I put it on Facebook to change somebody's life. I'm able to actually change people's life in an instant, in a word. There's a man who just wrote an article. I'll share it with people later. He wrote an article, and he lives in Seattle. And he wrote an article about me because he seen something I wrote on Twitter, and he seen it, and it changed his life. He sent me a message and asked me what he thought what I thought he needed to do. And I was like, I don't know you, but I'm going to pray. God told me to tell him that every door that you come to, just turn the doorknob, and if it opens, walk through that door. I was talking about prophetically. Now he's doing all kinds of things, and he wrote a piece to say I was influential in his life, and it came through one tweet. Why? Because I'm special? No, because I have a mantle to be a man of God over our people. A man of God over nations, because God has raised me up to have a prophetic word in my mouth that can shift your life. Don't you underestimate the power of a man or a woman of God. Read the verses that we have up. 2 Chronicles 20:17. Read that.
You will not need to fight in this battle. Stand firm, hold your position, and see the salvation of the Lord on your behalf. O Judah and Jerusalem, do not be afraid and do not be dismayed. Tomorrow, go out against them, and the Lord will be with you.
Verse 18, read it.
Then Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, And all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell down before the Lord, worshiping the Lord.
Verse 19, read.
And the Levites of the Kohathites and the Korahites stood up to praise the Lord, the God of Israel, with a very loud voice.
We just put a praise on. We put a crazy praise on it in 2019. Read verse 2020. Read.
And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, O Judah.
I'll take it over from here. And ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God. So shall ye be established. But 2020 says, believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. We're going to put it in the English Standard Version, and this is how we'll cross in to the new year. It is 12 on the dot right now. And they rose early in the morning and went out in the wilderness of Tekoa, and they went out, and Jehoshaphat stood and said, hear me, Judah, and inhabitants of Jerusalem, believe in the Lord your God, and you will be established. Believe his prophets, and you will succeed. Success in 2020. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, stand to your feet. Come on, stand to your feet. Success in 2020. Somebody say success in 2020. You got a man of God over your life, and I declare you shall succeed. Let's bow our head and pray. Father God, as we've just entered into 2020, we enter with a crossover spirit and a prophetic word that when we have a man of God, we will prosper. We will succeed. Somebody shout amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Goodbye and God bless you. If you would like prayer, we will pray with you. You can stay and hug us and love on us. Some of y'all, for where y'all going tonight, you're going to need somebody to pray for you. So if you want prayer, we are here. But you shall cross over and you shall succeed. Amen.